Your process reflects the concept asking the questions, what prevents us from getting to where we want to go? What do we hope to discover, achieve, acquire if we break through the barrier and arrive? What have you both discovered?
Well, I would say that my notion of what a print can do, aside from hanging on a wall, has really expanded, not only in terms of it being an animation, but having dancers and musicians respond to a moving image. And that could not have happened for me unless there had been a collaboration, particularly with an animator, and particularly with Claire. The other thing for me was that often when you work with an artist, artists are very protective of their own concept and their own way of making an image. And Claire and I worked very well together to combine our imagery, respond to each other's imagery, and sometimes even mimic one another's imagery. And that's something that doesn't often happen when you're an isolated artist.
Yeah, as for me, I would bounce on what Patty was saying. The work that artists make is all, often very solitarian. You're alone in front of your work, in front of your question. Sometimes you're blocked, you don't know what's next, where to go. And the collaboration really helped us to overcome this little obstacle on the road all the time. I had no fear. I have no fear when I work with Patty, because I know that if ever, at what point, I'm a bit confused, I don't know exactly what to do next, she will know. And the same for her. When she's wondering what to do with this print, she shows it to me and, okay, well, let's try this or let's try that. And we respond to each other back and forth, and we are working on the same plate often. And so it's really, really a combination of imagery and way of doing things that I really like, and that overcomes always any barrier that can arise in the creative process.
Are you combining your interests in barriers and immigration issues?
Yes, we do. Even though the work has evolved in a more interior kind of concept, interior barriers, all the obstacles we can have in our lives that we have to overcome.
And we're actually beginning a new project this September that is being funded by a grant from our university, the University of the Arts, and we're making a performance for December working with dancers and musicians again, but in a more structured way.
Describe for me how your collaboration began.
We met in 2009 when I was coming to teach at UART, and I met Patty the very first day of my stay because she was welcoming new faculties, so we were meant to meet each other. And then we kept in contact. She invited me in 2010. I was already trying to put printmaking into animation. I was doing monotypes, and I was trying to do animation from that. So I was interested in going on with the printmaking artwork, and she was interested in animation. And so we met last year for that, without knowing exactly how we would start. So it was really, really interesting to mix the two medium and or two aesthetic. And it's really pleasant to work with her.
Likewise.
I saw one YouTube animation, and it is fascinating how the dimensionality changes of the prints as they move through one another.
Well, yeah, that's what I love about animation and projection. First, that changes the size of the image. We can work very small. We worked very small last year. And when you project it, it becomes big. It's another scale. So, but the mark are the same. So you enlarge the mark, and it gives a total different impression. And of course, rhythm, movement, and time are not existing in a still image. So that's something you add to the print.
What will you bring to the show in Paducah?
We have a film that was a film of the performance that took place last December, where artists, filmmakers, the musicians, the dancers gave a performance on a very large scale stage in Philadelphia, and then a film was made of that performance. Also, we'll show the original animation that we made to be the backdrop of the performance just on its own, because it looks very different when it's just projected by itself. So both of those things will be on a loop in the show in Paducah. And then along with that will be the actual images that we use to make the animation. And then in addition to that, there are several prints that we made in Paris that were in preparation for this next project that we're working on for this coming December. Those images are all still images. So two projections and about 30 still images.
So how do you do this animation? What's the process here, working from monoprints to animation?
Okay, well, I'll tell you about the monoprints, and Claire can tell you about the animation. Monoprints are done on any smooth surface. We use plexiglass, and we make the images with ink. We roll out ink onto the plexiglass, and then we remove the parts of the image that we want to be white in some cases. And in other cases, we take in our case, we used a little eraser and we stamped images onto the plexiglass. These are actually called monotypes because each one is unique. There is no continued matrix in this particular group of animations. Then after we draw on the plexiglass with ink, we put it onto paper by running it through a printing press, an etching press, one at a time. And we made about 30 of them in order to create the animation. And I'll let Claire take it from there.
Okay, well, the principle of animation is to take 12 images for a second and to put them together in an editing software. When we were on film, it was about to film them directly on the film roll, one after the other, and then when it's projected, you can't see really one still after the other because it's too quick for the eyes. So you have the feeling that they're fading into each other, creating movement. So that's the principle of animation. So with any kind of images, I can take them together, put them together. Well, I'm using digital software nowadays. It's easier. I put them all together in the software, and I press play, and then one image replaces the previous one, and they're similar one to another. There's only a little difference between each of them that makes the movement fluid.
We either scan the original 30 prints by using a scanner that you would have hooked to your computer, or we will shoot them on a copy stand, which is a stand that holds a camera, and we can take still pictures of each one of them. Then we enter those digitized images into the animation program.
It must be very hard to stop playing with these images. And I mean playing in the most respectful sense. Tell me what your audiences so far have responded to most. What are they saying about your work?
Well, I would say that I've gotten the most response to the performance because, of course, there are 1,000 people in the audience, and my students are very excited about being able to take imagery, still imagery, to another place. Being able to see the prints, and the prints really look very elegant. They're not sketches or anything, so I'd say the audience is very intrigued by the beauty of the print itself, and then translated into light, essentially, is an interesting way of viewing the print in one room. You see them on paper, you see them as light.
Mm-hmm. I think the animation is quite engaging because it's not something we used to see in galleries. So we used to see still images, and that's true that seeing them moving. And it's not a figurative image, it's abstract. And so to be engaged only with rhythm, music, and a black and white image that moves, it's something most of people haven't experienced before. That's something very surprising and that strikes them And yeah, many of them told me that that's a place they wouldn't have imagined to see animation.
I felt that way looking at the YouTube. I was reminded of a textile artist I know who works out of New York who is also using abstract imagery, but with that kind of rhythm that you're getting in seemingly layering the print work. It's really fascinating, and as I said before, it seems to make the dimensionality of the prints really pop. Is that an appropriate observation from the YouTube representation?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah, I really think there's so much more dynamic when they're moving and when they're larger and they change so quickly that you're really experiencing them very differently than if they're a still image. And they do. They pop. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
And it's because it's translated into light. For me, translating it to light is really an interesting way of changing a print.
Now, remember the little pulse? We called it pulse. We added an extra layer with this little mark that was a mark from the crowd. That pulse, we really have a pulse in the animation that really gives life. And when you see loose prints that we have added on the barriers by themselves, they're not so lively. They really need the movement. Some of them really have been made for creating the movement.
And some of the animated images don't really exist as tangible objects, because Claire turned some of them into negative, and then she layered one image on top of another image at the very end of the animation. So many of those only came through the program, the animation program.
Yes, I played with them. I played with them, and I tried to find all the expressivity they could have. I tried to carve every single thing they could give me.
Gosh, it seems like you two have a future of work ahead of you.
Yes, we do.
Well, we're very excited about it. We're hoping that this next performance will lead to maybe some potential performances in Paris or other parts of France and maybe film festivals. And that's all new for me. That's what Claire is used to. And for Claire, it's
showing still images in gallery that is new to me. I'm coming from the animation film world, and that's really exciting to me. And I really love the way we're collaborating, we work together, because there is no ego, it's fluid. We're really helping each other, and we're going further that where we could go by ourselves.
Congratulations. We look forward to seeing you in Paducah.
Thank you so much, Kate, and thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.